is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Oh, Angel, we're getting close, man. There were some close shots. Shots there? I don't know. It's still nil-nil, as they say in the business.
Shots on goal.
Shots on goal. Mike Brohard is going to help us out with this. Mike Brohard of CSURams.com, one of our Rams insiders here. Mike, you watching any soccer? Do you have time to watch any soccer? Because it's going on right now. It's nil-nil, if you didn't know.
Actually, the fun thing is the CSU staff, they're just down the hall. They have a huge TV that they use to watch game film with. And they've now transformed that into a soccer watch party. So there's a lot of people on the second floor actually currently in there. I told them I would join them once I was done speaking to the esteemed Brady Hull.
I hate that. I pulled you away from this, man.
They understood that priorities have to take place, and you just don't say no to Brady Hull.
Yeah, and I do. You know what, Mike? I appreciate that, but I just hate pulling you away from this thing. I've only watched. This is the most I've watched of it. And Angel put it on in the studio here, so I'm watching it. But it's
Kevin Lytle would have told you no.
Kevin Lytle, man, he is diehard, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Very much so. He would have told you no. He was mad with Jay's last press conference was bumped up an hour. Put it into. So we all promised we would not tell him what was going on, and then he somehow made it through the day without knowing the results of that first match with Wales, and got to watch it in peace before, he knew.
Dude, that's dedication, too, to just shut off. Because for him, I mean, for you guys, you're always reporting, you're always in the know, so to kind of shut off everything so to avoid getting any kind of updates, that's dedication there, man. Mike Brohard joining us from CSURams.com. Mike, let's talk some football first here. End of the season, ended on a positive note, found a way to beat New Mexico, and, Clay Millen looked good in that game, defense gets the shutout, so a lot of positives. It's crazy, only a few wins for this team, but the sense about this program, and you correct me if I'm wrong, it does feel like a lot of people are just maybe not as optimistic to start the season, but certainly still very much pumped about this program and what Jay Norvell and company are doing.
Yeah, I think they're still optimistic. I don't know. I mean, honestly, when everything changed over, there was like a giddiness, a pure giddiness to everything that was going on. And everybody thought that, we were going to just score a million points a game. And obviously that didn't happen because we still haven't scored 20 points in a game in the Jay Norvell era. But you do see some signs. And so that's kind of what I wrote about. I was here when Pete Thomas broke or set that record for completion percentage in the season. And in all honesty, Pete Thomas was captain checkdown. That was his first read, I think, pretty much most of the time. But the thing that impresses me is you have an offense that, while they haven't scored a lot of points, you see offenses that are normally you consider bad, and they give you no hope. The combination of Millen being able to throw the ball deep to a Torrey Horton, to a Justice Ross Simmons, it gives you the sense that a big play is ready to happen. Avery showed that a little bit in the run game with a couple of big runs. I mean, you like that aspect of it, that the big play potential is there. You don't always see that first before the ability to sustain. So in some ways it's backwards, but I think you sit there and you look at it. Like, I watched a lot of football on Saturday, and it was amazing to me the correlation between a team protecting its quarterback and a lot of offensive points being scored. It was like almost 100%. You protect your quarterback, you score a lot of points. So if CSU can get the offensive line situation shored up, I think there's a lot of hope. And I think a lot of people look at that and go, that's it.
Yeah, and that's obviously got to be, not just the point of emphasis, but like that's what we're thinking about constantly is this offensive line. Because, Mike, there's some pieces, obviously the defense was really good for the most part this season. I love the fact they got that shutout to end the season, too. But when you look at the offense, I mean, Clay Millen, young guy, but it seems like, if, like you said, if he gets some time, he might be able to do some really good things. He's tough as nails, too. He can take hits like crazy. Justice Ross Simmons, Avery Morrow, you mentioned. I think, for me at least, that was a huge surprise. I didn't see a lot of those 100-yard games coming out from him. And then the big one, Torrey Horton. And I guess that's the next question, Mike, is Torrey coming back?
You do realize that he's younger than Clay Millen,
I know.
Right?
That's crazy. Clay was saying that yesterday.
You do realize that Torrey has only been a starter 1 year in his entire career.
So he's coming back.
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
I agree 100%, but I don't know. Sometimes these guys, they have a season,
sometimes
a pretty good
radio
season.
Guys who are always negative about everything and think the sky is falling, you try to find the worst-case scenario. It doesn't make any sense for him to come back. It doesn't make any sense for him to leave.
Yeah.
It makes all the sense in the world for him to come back. He's only been 1 year as a starter. I look at the same way a little bit like with Muhammad Kamara. You would love to have him back. His first year as a starter. Chiggy on the corner. His first real year as a starter. They can add more film to their resumes if they come back and play one more year. So that's why I look at it that way. I mean, you don't want to go into the NFL draft and hope that maybe you get a free agent pickup and make something of it. You would like to have as much of a guarantee as you can have, and I don't know that any of those guys get a guarantee, especially, like I said, I mean, Mo Kamara, around here, we're familiar with him. We know what he can do. But the first 3 years he played, he was, you know, a situational player. He's now finally gotten a full year under his belt where he was a run stopper, and he showed he can get tackles for loss, and he's more than just a guy who can rush a quarterback. But you do that a second year, you start to look even better.
Mike Brohard joining us from CSURams.com. So, okay, Torrey's coming back. All right, that makes – I can sleep at night now.
I've seen you tweet that like 600 times in the last week, and I'm like, really? What are you thinking?
I'm going to tweet it right now. I'm just going to tweet it right now.
Just go ahead,
I just got to keep
right
up
now.
With
just
it.
Go ahead. And I'm going to put a clown emoji next to it.
I love this. We're broadcasting what we're going to tweet. I'm doing it. I'm pressing it right now. Is Torrey Horton coming back? I just did it. Okay, so assuming that he's, yes, okay, I'm with you. I'm very excited about that. But that's got to be the priority, obviously, with the offensive line. I can't wait till we start seeing some names pop out, too, of guys that we can expect. Because I know that's got to be, if you can fix up that line, I think there's going to be fireworks next season.
Yeah, I think that's what everybody kind of looks at. The benefit to me was, so we got to see a little bit more of Avery than most people expected and than what you normally see out of the run game in an air raid. Because, if they were able to come in and throw right away, they wouldn't have used Avery as much. But they needed Avery to give them an offense. And now I think as you start to game plan moving forward, you get the passing game where you want it, you still know that you can keep teams off balance and that you have Avery as a weapon running the ball. And I think it could pay off pretty well when you look at next season and the way they approach, you know, calling a game offensively.
Do you think that the success of Avery Morrow, obviously that changed how they did things this season, really out of necessity. Do you think that success, though, they go into it, let's assume that they get the offensive line fixed, or they think they do. How much does that impact, you know, the designing of plays within the four air raid? Because, again, they run, and I know that. We've talked about it before. They'll run out of the four air raid. Doesn't mean they're not going to, but it's not necessarily
right.
A focal point. How much does that kind of change with Avery Morrow doing what he did pretty consistently once he moved up the ladder?
Again, I think what it gives them is something else to show. They don't have to be one-dimensional because – you know, if you look at the way Mike Leach runs his air raid, it's pretty much one-dimensional. He just wants to throw the ball. He doesn't really care to run it. If you talk to Matt Mummy and Jay, they want to be able to run the ball. Now, the last couple of years before they got here, with all the weapons that they had in the aerial attack with the receivers that they had and Carson Strong, they went away from the run game. And they had a couple of decent backs. And But that was where they were explosive. So they're going to go where they're explosive. But knowing that you have Avery, and if you can use him, it's a change of pace. It slows down a pass rush. And I think they also know that you can use Avery in the passing game as part of it, too. You just don't have to hand him the ball. So it just gives them an extra dimension that they can use.
Mike Brohard joining us from CSURams.com. Well, like I said, I think we're all still very excited to see what this Rams team can do with this next offseason coming up, setting our sights toward the next year. It's going to be exciting. I'm pumped about it. How about basketball? Now, I know CSU has a game tomorrow night on the men's side against LMU. Yeah. But I'm building up rivalry week,
I know,
Mike.
You're jumping way ahead.
I am so excited about this matchup on Saturday.
Coaches hate you because, you know, you're looking ahead. You're not keeping an eye on the prize. You got a game to play before that. But, yeah, I get it.
But it's rivalry week, right? That's a new thing. Come on. Let's get it going.
It is for me. Yeah. I mean, I'm a UNC grad.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the thing. I'm a UNC grad but love CSU. You're a UNC grad that works with CSU. So, I mean, you and I are in the same boat here for once. You and I are, like, on the same exact page. And we're pumped about this Saturday. So I would love to see this every single year.
I do, too. I like it, especially in certain sports. You really like to see it. I like the fact that, you know, women's basketball is going to play tonight. You know, they're coming over to Greeley to play there. I'd love to see it in men's basketball. I like to see it in volleyball. Football, probably not so much. Doesn't make as much sense for UNC to do it. And you want to kind of rotate those things a little bit. But, I'd like to see it in soccer, you know. Play, you know, in sports like that, yeah. You know, get them on the same field and let them go at it. But no, I like this game every year. And last year, the men's game was as entertaining as it could be.
Oh, it was so much fun. And it was, you know, I kind of followed both pretty closely anyway. And it was weird because Bodie Hume last year, he didn't have a great season. But against the Rams, something in his eyes, man, he had 30 points in that game. He shot like 5 million three-pointers.
He was a first-team unanimous All-American in that game.
Yeah, he was. And again, I said it, man, if he played even close to that every single game, and again, the Bears did some pretty big things. They made it to the Big Sky Championship game. But, you know, I know that Bodie, his freshman year, he stormed onto the scene, and he had some great games. But, man, that was one game. He's going off. CSU ended up, you know, they were, I don't, Mike, what were they down by, like 10 at one point? But they ended up coming out winning, I think, by 10 or 11. But it was still a fun game.
Oh, it was. And like I said, it is a really fun game, and I like it. And I like watching, you know, the women's basketball game, I think, has been pretty fun for the most part throughout the years as well. I just like the game, especially, you know, it makes sense, especially for whoever the arena is hosting it. The fan base, the opposing fan base, is close enough that they can come over and watch it. It's not an out of the norm, out of the way kind of game. It's not UNC playing Montana State. You can't drive to that. This is UNC playing CSU. It's a half hour across, you know, the northern part of Colorado. You can get to that game. You can make that, and you can still do it. So it's awesome.
Yeah. No, Mike, do you want me to tell you what just happened or not?
I saw it on my Twitter timeline I saw your poll question.
You saw the question.
And I believe it's Tori's birthday.
Oh, it is? Okay, I'll tweet out happy birthday, and then I'll ask in the tweet, happy birthday, are you coming back?
Yeah, it's like 900 million people have tweeted goal.
Dang it.
I don't know how the goal was scored.
According
to some people, it was a pretty goal.
Yeah.
But I have not seen it. So I'm waiting for like somebody to actually like send out a video of what this goal, nasty goal, was another one.
So a guy hit it off his head to another guy. Guy goes in with his foot and falls into the goalie. And now he's hurt. I'm not laughing about that, but that's...
Yeah, I saw somebody tweet out, I hope he's not hurt. Don't let him be hurt.
Yeah, he's definitely hurt. They're limping him off. He's not getting carted off, is he, Angel? No.
They use stretchers.
Oh, they're using stretchers there.
So we're talking the header pass onto the foot.
Yep.
And we put it in the back of the net.
You're not going to get much better broadcasting than that, Mike. I mean, come on, man.
No, that's pretty much... I can picture the goal just from the way you described it.
Mike, my friend, hey, I'm going to let you get back to the game, so I don't want you to miss another goal, okay?
I mean, generally there's like one. Match, so
that's I made you miss the one. Watch, so this will be the only goal. Yeah.
Okay, now I finally found out through a tweet who scored the
goal. Who was it?
Pulisic.
Oh, okay.
So, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, so. good for him. He's been
hurt. But he looks like he's hurt.
Yeah, he's definitely hurt.
Yeah,
I don't know where he's still walking off there. He's limping off. Oh, there he is. Yeah, he's limping. He's got a hand on one of the trainers. The other hand is on his quad, but he's got two trainers on each side, and he's we got a slow jog going right now. Okay, he's gonna be fine. He's gonna be fine, Mike. Yeah. Don't worry, man.
Rub a little dirt on it.
Yeah, he'll rub a little dirt on it. He'll be fine. He'll be back in there. I don't know. However many minutes are left. I have no idea. Mike, my friend, appreciate you. Go back and watch the game. Tell everybody we said hi and ask if Torrey Horton's coming back.
Wrong football team I'm going over to watch.
Well, I'm sure they've got some takes on it. All right, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, bud.
Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. I don't think I've asked every day about Torrey Horton. But, yeah, I've asked a few times. Is he coming back? Sounds like he's coming back. We got to take a break. Are we at the bottom of the hour break? We need to get a check on sports? Okay, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.